So you may have heard this mentioned on Rob's show on a Saturday. We have mentioned it before. But last time you came to Adams Park, which, well, Gareth Ainsworth was still playing. So
yeah, he was.
Quite a few years ago.
He was. I guess this was 12 years ago. Mm. I really can't remember. It was a long time back. And it was a family thing. So there was me and Mrs. L and the two kids who are now grown up. And in fact, Simon, my son's here tonight.
Oh, very nice.
As a spectator.
A spectator.
Anyway, we were sat in the Frank Adams stand in the family bit, which is very nice. And, I'm not a big football fan, really. Yes. I don't, you know, it's, but I mean, I really...
We've taught you over the last year.
I think you're getting there, yeah. It's absolutely getting there. Anyway, so I was halfway through the first half and I went, oh, and it wasn't a very exciting first half, to be honest with you. And I said, I'll go and get some teas. So I popped out. Because it's always good to go out during the game because, yeah. You know, there's no queues at the tea bar, which is very good. Anyway, got two teas, hot teas, very hot teas, actually. Bought them back, sat down, one for me, one for Mrs. L.
Did you get anything for the kids? How rude.
No, I know. Ainsworth kicks this ball that went off his foot like a rocket.
Yeah.
Right, that's the only way I can describe it. Shot off his foot like a rocket. And went literally straight at me. I mean, honestly, if there was a crosshair on my head, it would have been going for it. So one of two things was going to happen: either I was going to have to swerve out the way, or I was going to have to I was going to have to get hit in the face by a football which came straight off the right foot of this player. So I was stood there. So Ainsworth has kicked this ball. So one of two things had to go, right, and the thing that had to go was the tea, and I stood up. It was a bit of a spontaneous reaction. I stood up and at the top of my voice shouted really loudly at Gareth Ainsworth, "Oi, buy my tea!"
At which point,
he just stopped playing and looked at me and just thought, well, I'm sure there's a word that describes it, but it was, to this day, it's been one of those family things that I was telling Ainsworth off for throwing tea over me, but it's very that was funny. The last time I was here. It's changed a bit. It's looking really great up here.
If you listen to Wickham Sound going, God, I wonder when the professional sports people will be here. Good news, Colin's here now. Hi, Colin.
Ah.
Oh, hang on, there you go.
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit near there.
Yeah, come over here.
Come around here, come around the safe side.
I'm really pleased to have arrived, just at the timing of your tea anecdote.
Oh, you've missed it all.
Have you heard that before?
Yes, several times.
Yeah. You've also missed Rob being introduced to the FA Cup.
Oh, yeah, that was embarrassing, Colin.
Did you recognise the FA
Cup? No, didn't. Worse than that, I'm not proud.
Well, no, we know that.
I said, what's that?
Oh.
And then I said, why is it here tonight?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, professional Mr. Colin Besley, how are you?
Well, thank you. I heard on the radio earlier that if you were coming this evening, it was a good idea to bring a jacket. So
yes.
I did. I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, it's been a bit wet today.
Midway down Hillbottom Road, I needed to put it on. Unfortunately, in doing so, my face covering blew away.
No.
So hopefully I'll be allowed access to the ground without it. But
that's gone well for you.
Hopefully they might have a spare, mightn't they?
Yeah, might.
Or a club one.
Your thoughts. Let's talk football.
Because
me and Rob haven't really. what's your thoughts on tonight's pre-season? And also, fans are back.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice feeling to be walking up Hillbottom Road, actually, and seeing supporters coming to the ground. Just that kind of buzz is coming back already. Fantastic. Really looking forward to seeing some of the new signings as well. That should be quite good. And yeah, just seeing how Wickham sort of are fitness wise after the break in the season, I'm just very excited.
You're just very happy, aren't you, to be back?
It all kicks off again on the 7th of August, which
that's
isn't
not
far
like
away.
2 weeks away, isn't
They've
it?
We've got seven games in August with two cup games and the rest of the league. So yeah, no, it's exciting.
A busy time.